There is a special sense of identity you can find by living in a small town all your life, as some of the people in Washburn, Illinois have. For Heather King, it didn't work that way. She grew up in a small town in New Hampshire and spent most of her life in that area. But 12 years ago, she and her husband moved all the way to Los Angeles on a whim. Not only did it change their lives, it changed how Heather King saw herself.
To live in L.A. is to learn in the deepest sense that appearances are deceiving. The woman with jungle red nails and stiletto heels sings in the church choir. The teenager on the bus bench with a serpent tattooed on her neck is bringing soup to her grandmother. The black guy who looks like a pimp is a hospice nurse. The Vietnamese guy who looks like a hospice nurse is a crack dealer. When I first moved here from New England, I got a load of the neat green lawns, the cars, and the driveways. So I left my brand new bicycle in the side yard, casually leaning against an angel pink oleander bush. It was gone in the morning, of course. A perfect introduction to the trompe-l'oeil contradictions with which every Los Angelino resides, and that even now, 11 years later, keep me wondering from second to second whether I'm living in heaven or hell. To live in the midst of this ongoing clash between dream and reality is to be continually astonished at my limited perspective. It may be not in spite of, but because of its distractions that I have become more focused. In a city of so many illusions, I have been granted glimpses of truth. In a place in which it is so easy to get lost, I am in middle age, however bumblingly and painfully, at last beginning to find myself. Perhaps I could have done this anywhere, but I didn't. I did it on these streets, at the edge of this ocean, in this light. L.A. has worked itself into my bones and blood. The red-tiled roofs and ficus trees, the earthquakes and smog, the strip malls with their smoky aromas of curried shrimp and chow foon, the voices of paleta vendors shouting, "Coco, limon!" The blue silhouette of the mountains, a lodestar, always north, keeping watch over us people from every corner of the globe who are neither good nor bad, neither all saint nor all sinner, but 9 million gloriously uncategorizable conundrums.
Heather King, writer and lawyer, loves living in Los Angeles.